joined by Kevin Harvick, driver of the number 4 Hunt Brothers Pizza Ford for Stuart Haas Racing. Kevin is a 9-time winner here at Phoenix, which is the most all time. We'll go ahead and open it up for questions. Please raise your hand and we will get a mic over to you. We'll start down here with Cole.
Cole Cusimano with Arizona Republic. Obviously a lot of success here at Phoenix. Do you believe that the apron, it's going to be a bit difficult kind of learning how to approach that with the next-gen car?
I'm not really sure. You know, I think a lot of things have been, you know, less difficult than I think a lot of us had anticipated. So I think that, you know, our goal is to let somebody else try it first, see if their diffuser flies apart.
And then you'll be using more brakes here than the previous three races. Do you anticipate
I don't think so.
Oh, no. Okay, never mind. I was going to say, do you anticipate like a steeper learning curve or like any numbness with the legs? People were talking about that in the previous races.
I haven't experienced any of that. I think you'll use less brake.
Okay.
Yep.
Additional questions for Kevin? We'll go right here to Cooper.
Cooper Burns, BlazeRadioOnline.com. You've been the master of Phoenix, per se, for a long time. What do you think is the key to kind of getting your magic back with the next-gen car?
Well, we're done with the next-gen. Next-gen, this is just the car. You know, it's not next anymore. We're here racing the car. And you know, I don't think it's really been any different over the last several years. We've been in the mix and win some, you lose some, and just keep doing the same thing.
We'll go right there in the back.
Jonathan Field, the Racing Experts. I just want to ask, you know, comparing Gen 7 versus Gen 6, how did the car drive aero-wise at Las Vegas?
There's really no comparison, but the cars drove pretty well at Las Vegas. You know, I think, you know, everybody having a week under their belts at California with, you know, extreme, you know, situations as far as travel and all the things that we were able to experience allowed everybody to go home and really kind of put their heads together. And the cars raced pretty well at Las Vegas. So, you know, I think as you look at that, I think that's been a pleasant surprise for everybody. And with the way that the tires wear out and the things that happen during a run, it just allows you to move around the racetrack, and there's fall off and there's comers and goers, and I think that's the real key when you have one of the tires that goes down to the cords and wears out, and you know, some guys can make it last longer and do different things. That's really what you want. So, you know, I thought Vegas was, you know, very reasonable to drive, and I think everybody, you know, had a good time racing the cars.
We'll come here to the middle to John, and then down here to Cole and Claire.
Hey, Kevin. John Haverland, The Circuit Journal. What is Atlanta going to look like, do you think? Is it going to look like Daytona, or is it going to look like another?
I have no idea.
Any prediction at all?
No. I don't even want to get in the middle of making a comment about that place.
All right, then.
Yeah.
We'll come down here to Cole and then go to Claire. Cole, right here.
You have a chance to score 18 consecutive top 10s this weekend. Is that something that you think about? And what would it mean for you to kind of eclipse that accomplishment?
I don't even really think about it. Yeah. What's that?
What would it mean to you to accomplish that?
Not really anything.
We'll go to Claire.
I'll throw the ball and see if you hit the ball or not here after this last two questions. Now, Kevin, we talked about this on air this week, 9 wins at this racetrack. You're phenomenal here. As you said, the next-gen car is no longer next-gen. It's the car. How much does that still apply, all of your finesse at this track, with a different vehicle? We debated it a lot, right? How do you see that?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, a lot of the things that were finesse, you know, kind of went away when they, you know, they put the resin in the PJ1 up there, so anybody could do that groove. So, you know, I think, you know, that kind of took away, you know, some of the apron stuff. But our cars have run good in that too. So you just have to keep chipping away at it, and you know, try to keep yourself in contention. And that's really, you know, what it's all about. So we're still learning. Like, you guys want me to answer all these questions, and we've never even raced here, so. you know, it's impossible to answer the questions. We have a lot better answers for California and Vegas, and I'm just not a speculator, I'm not a stat guy. I don't look at any of that stuff. It's really, you know, what we did last week and what we did the week before, and those are the building blocks that you have going forward. What you've done here in the past is really irrelevant, just because of the fact that, you know, it's a different car, it's a different style of racing. There's so many different things, and I know you guys all want to write a story, but there's no story to write yet because there's no facts.
Right. So truth is, you really don't know if the magic that you had here still applies. I mean, you're still a great race car driver, but you really don't know that until you get out there and see how much of it applies, right?
Well, you don't even know how it's going to race. So you got to race. You have to race. The only way to learn what you need to do is to race. So you don't even know what you're actually trying to figure out until you go out and race. So we've got 2 real weeks of what the car does and, you know, what you need to think about and the things that you're fighting. And, you know, you don't really know until you go out and actually do it. It's a guess.
We'll go in the back to Nicholas.
Nicholas Hodel, Arizona PBS Cronkite News. I'm just been curious about everyone's personal comfort level with the what you would just call the car now instead of next gen. Where is your personal comfort level at right now, and how has that sort of improved over the course of racing in the last 3 weeks?
Yeah, I think racing has definitely helped that, just, you know, understanding what you're looking for and what you're fighting. So, you know, I think we're all a lot more confident. We actually got our car through tech this week, and that was, you know, a good hurdle this week. So it's just, you know, there's just a lot of things that are different, and you're trying to do them from opposite ends of the country, you know, in a short amount of time from my standpoint in practice and trying to figure all that out. So it's been fine. You know, we probably had a 6th or 10th place car last week and had a decent car at California, just kept having little things go wrong and just continue to chip away at it and see where it falls.
Are there any final questions for Kevin? All right. Thanks, Kevin. Good luck this weekend.